Tonight on PBS, the anthology series Mystery presents the third installment of Prime Suspect, a miniseries starring Helen Mirren as a British detective. TV critic David Bianculli says it's one of TV's most worthy recent offerings.
As TV detectives go, Helen Mirren as Detective Chief Inspector Jane Tennyson is the best thing to come along since Peter Falk and Columbo. The Tennyson character was created by author Linda LaPlante, who wrote the first Prime Suspect miniseries and suggested a storyline for the second. Now, for Prime Suspect 3, she's written the entire script again, and it's terrific. Let Diana Rigg, the host of Mystery, set the stage.
In her years on the force, Tennyson has seen corruption take many forms, among her subordinate officers as well as her superiors. It has always disgusted her, so much so that she's now requested a transfer to another station. But instead of a homicide posting, the job she does best, she's assigned to the Vice Squad in Soho, a district where vice is just another word for business as usual.
What makes Prime Suspect 3 so wonderful is that it's almost impossible to second guess. That goes for the murder mystery, and it also goes for Detective Tennyson's relationships at work. There's sexism at play and professional jealousy. And because this case involves alleged abuses at the highest levels of the police department, there are also spies on her staff reporting back to her superiors. She knows they're out there, but she doesn't know who they are, and neither do we. That doesn't stop her from doing her job, which is to investigate the death of a young male prostitute. Along the way, the suspects keep changing, and so do Tennyson's allies on the Vice Squad. The best news about Prime Suspect 3 is that the acting, from top to bottom, is every bit as strong as the script. And Mirren, at the center of it all, couldn't be better. Even when she's taking part in the most common confrontation on any police show, the determined cop being scolded by superior officers, Mirren's passion and strength make it seem real.
Chief Inspector Tennyson, you give me no option but to warn you that if you continue to investigate persons...
No, not persons. Just one person.
Against specific instructions, then disciplinary action will be taken.
You take it, sir. And I will fight you every inch of the way. I have been fobbed off with stay clear of this or that person's because of, and I quote, repercussions to this department. Well, this department has blatantly attempted to sabotage my investigations into a murder which has direct links to a paedophile ring, one member of which, John Kennington, was a subject of a full-scale internal police inquiry.
John Kennington was reinstated.
Yes, 6 months later he's being blackmailed. Case dismissed. What happened? You'll get cold feet, retire him, pay him off, and somewhere in the mess a young boy dies?
Just calm down.
I was impressed by Helen Mirren's work way back when she starred in the movie Oh Lucky Man, and thought she was remarkable in The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover. But Prime Suspect is her biggest career achievement ever, and it's a franchise that should continue for a long, long time. Prime Suspect 3 has the best interrogation scene since Homicide: Life on the Street, and even better police station characters and intrigue than NYPD Blue. If you like mysteries and quality television, don't miss it. On the other hand, run, don't walk from this Saturday's NBC telemovie, Tanya and Nancy, The Inside Story. It's awful. It's also tacky, irresponsible, cynical, poorly constructed, and let me get just the right word, repugnant. The one part I could identify with is when Heather Langenkamp, as Nancy Kerrigan, gets whacked in the knee and screams, "Why me?" While watching this terrible docudrama, I was screaming the same thing. For putting on trash like this, NBC should change its mascot from a peacock to a vulture.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.